Good evening. This is the 9 p.m. Eastern Time update on Hurricane Irene. Irene continues to approach the eastern United States. It's now centered a little bit more than 500 miles to the south of the North Carolina coast. There are hurricane warnings in effect for the North Carolina coast, which indicates that there is an expectation for hurricane conditions to begin there within 36 hours. North of there, from Virginia to New Jersey and up portions of the Chesapeake and Delaware Bay, so there is a hurricane watch, which signifies the possibility of hurricane conditions the next 48 hours. So the threat is for North Carolina to have the worst of the weather on Saturday, and then the northeastern states into southern New England on Sunday. At this time, the center of the hurricane is pulling away from the northern Bahamas. You can see that over the last few hours, the eye has become a little bit better defined. You also find from Hurricane Hunter reconnaissance aircraft that the system has had a falling central pressure, and winds are coming up, so this is now certainly a solid Category 3 hurricane. We think there'll be little significant change in the intensity prior to landfall, so North Carolina can expect a Category 3 hurricane in the next 36 to 48 hours. If so, we would see a storm surge of from 5 to 10 feet above normal levels over the outer banks. And storm surge threat will then spread northward as well through the northeast and to New England along the shoreline. To the west of the track, which is shown here, we expect very heavy rains with excessive amounts, 6 to 10 inches, locally 15 inches, to fall over already saturated grounds over the northeast. Irene is a very large storm. The blue area here indicates the size of the tropical storm conditions. So even if the center should be somewhat distant from your location, you'll see that there's a large area that will be experiencing tropical storm force winds. Almost the entire coastal region from North Carolina into New England will have at least tropical storm conditions. Hurricane conditions likely at the coast. Again, North Carolina perhaps Category 3, Category 1 to Category 2 in the northeast and into New England. Very important at this stage to pay close attention to the advice given by your local emergency management officials. At the National Hurricane Center, I'm Ed Rappaport.